This is Smoke Break Podcast. Our guest today is Fresno graffiti artist Rot Piss, from destroying the streets to creating murals inside Bitwise.
Yeah, when I first moved out to Fresno, he was the first fucking dude I ever met in town, fool, that. And he just said, "What's up, Joey?" Because he lived down the street and shit. We knew, we just started talking and shit. And yeah, me and Sal go way back, bro. That's my brother right there, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I haven't seen him for years, but yeah. He seems to be doing good.
Oh, doing good and shit. Yeah, he's gonna love that shit, bro.
So what are you working on right now, Mr. Rapis? What's currently going on?
Let's see. So we got the we're doing these streaks. So the secure streaks, we're pretty much just flipping them and fucking, we're cutting them six ways, and they're pretty much, it's just like a fucking oil based paint marker. And we take it. There's about 11, 12 different.
What is a streak?
A streak is it's almost like a crayon. That's the best way I could describe it. But it's like an oil based paint, so it's like super permanent. You can pretty much mark on fucking anything. Growing up, it was always like, oh shit, you know what I mean? You see somebody's tag on a pole or some shit, a landmark fucking spot that's gonna chill there for a long time, and they'll have like a two color. So it's pretty much, you know what I mean, when they write their name, it's written in two colors. Well, we came out with this formula where we're doing six colors, so we're able to mix six different streaks and put them all together. And then so we got that going on. Working on a collab, couple different collabs with a couple different artists.
Shout out Sir LA.
Yeah, Sir LA.
Where can I find these streaks if I wanted to?
Right now, we have them available on the website, which is Graffilti. I just got it the domain name, graffilti.com, after about fucking 10 years, 11 years. Exciting. Somebody bought my shit and was holding it hostage. Yeah, so we finally got that going on.
We're going to have to do a Graffilti and we doing a collab pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah. Get some greens, get some fucking, that'd definitely be cool. Hell yeah. But yeah, no, as well as some other markers we got in the works, just different ink, just regular ink, super permanent fucking ink, to fuck shit up.
New technology.
Yeah. Some new technology, some new shit. You know what I mean? That just being an artist and, having definitely the insider's perspective and being to be able to bring something, you know. Super bring a consistent, you know what I mean? Consistency to the game.
That's cool, bro. I always enjoyed art too. Like I took art in high school,
mm-hmm.
and I really liked shading and doing lead pencil drawings.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, like I did a portrait of James Dean.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I never got it back from my teacher, so he took it to showcase for the school art, you know, little show that they put on. And I had done the James Dean piece. I had done a replica of some dude's sculpture of a chicken on top of the post, like, and he's kind of like, you know, doing his morning rooster yell.
Yeah.
And so it was that, but it was on a cardboard, and the cardboard was colored in like psychedelic different colors.
Some trippy hippie shit.
Yeah, so it was trippy. Yeah. It was super, super trippy. And yeah. I remember I gave those two up for the art show, because the teacher asked you, like, oh, could I have this? Could I put it on the showcase? And you're like, oh, all right, cool. I never got it back. If I would have known, like, I would not get it back, then I would have been like, hell no, let me keep it.
Yeah.
I think I got... I got really down on that James Dean and the chicken on the cover, but it's like, it's pretty cool because when you do there's a technique to it. You have to be really inspired to like do a good piece of art.
Oh yeah, you gotta be in the zone for sure. I gotta for a while there I had to get all fucking tuned up just to fucking paint some shit, and it just I don't know, I think it's whatever's going on in my life.
Yeah.
But as far as, yeah, nah, like inspiration, like you got to be motivated to do this shit. Otherwise, mm-hmm. it reflects in your fucking art. And that goes to everything from fucking a mural on a wall to fucking some canvas shit to sketches. It's like, you know what I mean? If you ain't feeling it, like fucking your art's going to reflect and look like shit.
Right.
It's going to look like you, yeah, you weren't feeling it.
And then, yeah, and then it's like, especially nowadays, I think it's, I do, I don't know, I try to balance my shit out and do like half for people as far as like, you know, they want some custom artwork, and then the other half, like, try to do it just to kind of like keep my fucking tool sharp. You know what I mean? Just keep the fucking, keep the fucking blade sharp but yeah, nah, you gotta fucking stay motivated. As you're getting older is kind of, you know.
How about when you have to deal with the clients?
Oh man,
we're talking logos now.
Logos, you know? Man. You know what? I used to get really frustrated. I think probably back, you know, I've been doing logos and shit since about 2008. So, you know, at first I would just like get really frustrated. Now I kind of have a formula and kind of like a sheet that I kind of go off of as far as like what I'm going to ask them. So all those questions are answered and there's no hiccups as far as what they wanted at the end of the day. I don't want to be working on your shit for 12 hours, you know, or fucking 2 days or something like 3 days. And then you wanted, you know. I don't like that. Can you change it completely? Like, what the fuck? Like, and it's a hard time to get paid for something like that. You know, being an artist, it's like fucking, sometimes I think people just think you just, bam, it's there. Bam, it's, you know what I mean? It's just.
It's because people are the same way that we are. Like, I have people make logos for me a lot.
Yeah.
So a ton, you know what I mean? And so a lot of times I have like a vision in my head, but mm-hmm. I don't, you know what I mean? It's there. Like, I know I want it to look clean, but I don't know what the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so people like, you know, painters, they're always like, or people that make logos are like, okay, well, what do you like? Like, what is the things that you like? What colors and stuff like that? And I'm like, green, black, I don't fucking know. And then just make it look professional and shit. I don't know. You know, why a lot of times whenever they come back at me with some stuff, I look at it and I'll be like, all right, well, just change this and change that, but quick shit.
Yeah.
Just to fit my image. But a lot of times I'll just be like, just go with whatever they give you.
Yeah, whatever you're feeling like. Yeah. For sure. I think I do the same thing. I kind of will try to get as much information as I can from them. So there's not, you know what I mean? Ask as much as I can, like, okay. You know, and then kind of like off of previous customers' fucking, you know, experiences with them, kind of like, okay. But yeah, no, it's
yep.
It's definitely, I mean, hey, I've kind of definitely made it into a full-time thing now. And it's different now, really. Like, it went from being like a side hustle, doing artwork and logos and shit like that, and tattoos and fucking everything pretty much fucking related to art, to being like from part-time to full-time. It's kind of like changed my perspective on how to talk to people and you know what I mean? And kind of really like be a little bit more people person versus fucking, yeah, like, ah. You know what I mean? I don't care if I get this job done. Like, no, nah, I want to make sure they're happy with it, because you know what? That's going to turn into like a referral, yeah. or you know what I mean? Like a rapport with these, mm-hmm. with the customers, and they're going to share with their friends or their, you know, their work colleagues. Oh yeah, man, this fucking guy's a quick turnaround, and he fucking, you know, everything I wanted, he did, and try to do that, you know, for the most part. For sure.
Yeah, but it's like kickback with those revisions, though. You know what I mean? Like,
Can you change this? Yeah, I'll kind of keep it.
What
like,
if it's blue instead of green? Like, I'm like, shut up,
Antonio. And when graphic design firms first started, you would get a logo, right? And you do the first design, you get one revision, right? Back then, when Photoshop first started, like about Adobe 2, Photoshop 2, it would be $500 for another revision.
Oof, man.
And then Illustration, man. We're talking beginning of Illustrator.
Yeah.
We're talking about almost $7,000 for something Illustrator, because Illustrator, as you know, you get all your colors.
Mm-hmm.
But now, an Illustrator file is only $200. A revision's, you get five of them with your logos.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get that. The world, I think that has to go with, get with the times. Like,
competition.
And that's when I first started. When I first started in graphic design and Fat Effects, I would be the guy to do all the revisions for people. So the graphic designer would just do the main one. Mm-hmm. And then when revisions came in, I would then do the revisions. So the graphic designer didn't touch it. So the graphic designer can actually do produce bigger stuff.
Mm-hmm. One of the important things that me as a client also, and a lot of people out there that are clients, have to understand, you get what you pay for. Mm-hmm. You go to Fiverr.com and you hire them for $5 logo. That shit is not going to look like Coca-Cola, bro. It's not going to look like we're doing it. It's not going to look like Led Zeppelin. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's not. Like, I've gotten estimates, crazy estimates for making logos. Anywhere from like 100. The most expensive logo design estimate that I ever got was $2,500. And I thought, for me, and I was like, you know, $2,500, I mean, shit, my shit's going to look like, you know, top-notch fucking Wall Street type shit. Yeah. You know, and then when they give it to you, and it's like simple as fuck, and you like Led Zeppelin, like that shirt right there, or, you know, any simple as fuck. But who'd have thought of it? Yeah. Well, nobody'd have thought of it, but that thought cost you $2,500. You know what I mean? Because before that, you wouldn't have had it.
You know, I was reading, I see a little meme on Instagram, and then I looked it up. You know, Nike got their logo for $45.
And wow. At $45, wow. But that's $45. A lot of people won't even pay that shit, though.
Hell no, yeah.
But it's such a simple ass, right? Like a check mark.
Now, if you look at this day and time, they use that check mark for everything.
And look at Amazon's logo, bro. It looks like a curved dick. Am I the first one that said that, bro? It looks like a fucking curved dick, bro.
It means from A to Z.
Connecting. Is that what it?
Yeah, they got everything from A to Z.
Oh, okay.
And the A connects to the Z.
Yeah.
It looks like a dick, bro.
It does, though. Yeah.
It looks like
pee-pee, okay? Pee-pee, yeah. Okay?
It does. But it's simple. It's simple. Yeah. But... you know, a lot of times that's what you got to pay for, bro. It's not always going to look all flamboyant and shit.
Yeah. Man, when you redesigned the 559 Dabbers logo, I was kind of, I wasn't too sure because I was using Mickey Mouse's hands, dabbing it on a big dab, and then I had some font. But when you changed it the way that I was like, this was the shit. I know I've been designing for a long time, and I couldn't even touch my logo. Like, I was stuck. Like, I was like, fuck, what am I going to use to represent myself?
Yeah.
I was stuck. And then when I finally asked you, when you did it, I fucking got a chain done.
Hell yeah.
That was something crazy. And then when I showed it to you, I remember your reaction.
It's, yeah, man, fuck
and
yeah.
And when you got your pendant.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah, no, that pendant, this shit's tight. Right? To be able to go from... something you drew to something physically that you could fucking hold. I don't know. I think that's pretty dope.
You got two things done so far that you've designed and turned into jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, thanks to Neil Diamond. Shout out to Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Shout out to Neil.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond.
You know, that was, it was amazing to see your, you know, I'm a fan of your work, and I've always told you that since I met you. And that's why I'm glad that we worked together. Because, man. I feel like soon, like that music video I showed you today, we're going to hit to that
it's
level.
It's getting there for sure.
Fucking shout out to
animated, Sir. Yeah, animated motherfucking.
Even George was watching that video today.
I didn't know. I'm like, what the fuck did he send me? John what Rick is this? And then it looked like a hood. What is it called? King of the Hill. Yeah, I'm like, okay, let me turn the volume up on this shit real quick. Yeah. That shit. Yeah, no. Definitely, I could see.
Do you see yourself making cartoons later on in life?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I can draw anything, right?
Graphic. Well, I always thought like I'd fucking make comic books or fucking. And then graphic novels came out, and I'm like, okay, maybe I could do that. And so, yeah, no, like, I think that definitely turns into the animation and, mm-hmm. and cartoons and shit like that for sure. But yeah, no, for sure, yeah. Since fucking youngster, I've always wanted to the whole graffiti shit, like, you can kind of implement that into your characters or into your fucking lettering and stuff like that, but it's always been, I've always chose that over an actual fucking make a living out of drawing fucking comic book characters or cartoons and shit. And now, I don't know, I think it has a lot to do with fucking just levels and maturing and shit. And I'm like, okay, yeah. I should have been doing this when I was 21.
But you couldn't do that when you were 21.
But I couldn't do that when I was 21. No. I was too off in the other stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? A lot of the painters that I know, people that paint houses, paint regular painters, mm-hmm. and even tattoo artists, if you look back in the days, they all started with tagging. Like, they were all taggers, and then they realized, they're like, shit, you know, drawing is what I love. I love drawing. So let me draw. Let me continue that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's how they make money with tattoos. They make money painting walls. They make money, like, making logos. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
It's the exact same shit.
And if it didn't start with the fucking tag,
you wouldn't be there.
You wouldn't have got that.
There's no way you
would
have been there.
You know, I'm from Los Angeles, and growing up, there was only two people that ever inspired me. It was Mr. Cartoon and Mark Echo.
Okay.
So Mr. Cartoon tattooed on everybody in the hip-hop world. 50 Cent got that big old tattoo on his back. That was all Mr. Cartoon. Dr. Dre, Exhibit, and all that, right? Mm-hmm. Now he's coming out with a Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
He just came out with a Netflix documentary, and our boy Sir LA's in it, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So Mark Echo started from graffiti, ended up making clothing. Now he owns Complex. He started Complex, and now Complex is big, and he started from graffiti. His first break that Mark Echo ever got was on The Sopranos.
Mm.
He started giving the kids of Sopranos, like the kids that were starring in that, his clothes. And then he got a contract with PS1 to do a game called Getting Up. So you're a character in New York, and you would have to go on rooftops and catch spots and not get caught by the police. And then you just go all around, all over the place in New York. But because that game was so controversial, they canceled it. There was only a certain amount of games that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when I was a kid seeing all that, I was like, man, if this fool can go from making graffiti in New York to making video games, nah, that's for sure he's going to make it. Now this fool's the owner of a big magazine company. Yeah. He doesn't do shit.
And what is it? Also, they have tied into it, the Complex Con shit, yeah, like all kinds of shit. Like,
they have their own podcast division. They have their own fashion review division.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they work on, they're selling now their channels now to like Amazon, to everybody, to Hulu. I'm like, these guys turn big. Shout out to Mark Echo.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So definitely, yeah, definitely inspiration, motivation, hell definitely. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I've been, you know, I'm younger than you, of course, you know, and seeing the OGs like yourself in the graffiti game, I always got respect. That's for damn sure. You guys have done probably way more than us youngsters have probably done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was tagging. He's my age, so he was tagging. Now, I know when he was tagging exactly in the early 90s or mid-90s and shit. I know exactly what the fuck he was going through.
When you started out, who were some of the people you looked up to, or what was, and, you know, just maybe some of the big names you remember from back in the day that were the, you know, reasons why you wanted to go, you know, hit those heaven spots, or, you know, those, you know, those inspirations for you, you know, remember some of those ones you couldn't read and you're like, what the oh shit, that's dope. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So growing up in Fresno, this is like pre motherfucking internet, seeing artists like Work, artists like NIST, Fat, let's see who else, Freeze, Par. There was a lot of and it's crazy because a lot of these guys are in the crew. I belong to the same crew as them, as GTL, is going through life, and it's like fucking seeing them growing up, all their shit, and kind of like being inspired to fucking now. I'm like, fuck, that's crazy. Like, you know what I mean? People are looking up to you, you know, and you know, that's like pre-internet, and then once the internet hit and fucking Art Crimes, fucking which I guess it was somebody from here that made fucking Art Crimes, that website.
That's dope.
Yeah, like fucking, I can't even Amir. Who else? I can't even. That's just one off the top of the head. That's like a inspiration. I got a lighter somewhere. a lot of my crewmates pretty much that were fucking, that had a big part of my doing what I'm doing now, I guess, you know. The homie Abco, he's like it's a crazy story. Got like a hand style from this guy named Abco. I went to catechism and fucking, so Sunday school, this guy's fucking, him and his older brother are showing me fucking shit on paper. And that, you know what I mean? That's a big, I remember that, you know, I always remember that shit. Like, what the fuck? This guy's teaching me, you know, teaching me how different letters and lettering and shit. Kind of crazy. I don't even know if he's around anymore. Fuck, I forget his fucking, his other.
I remember doing community service in 1990, I want to say three. You here in Fresno.
Yeah.
Because I used to go to school at Fresno High and shit. And oh, do community service. Because I have to get in fights every fucking week and shit, you know. And one of our things was to go and clean out a lot of graffiti, fool. So I probably erased a lot of your shit, fool.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Right? Are the homie shit? Yeah. Mine are the homie shit? Yeah, for sure. It's you know.
I just remember that.
It seems like it was really crazy back when I was doing it, like real active, like early, like, you know, 90s to the early 2000s. And it's not like that no more. It's kind of, I don't think that it's zero tolerance, but it's like fucking, if it's not a mural, then fucking it's, your shit's going to get painted over, buffed, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to stay. It's, they kind of, I don't know, I see it as like when you go to San Jose, you don't see no type of graffiti, no nothing like that. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, that's how it's become over here.
Yeah, that's true, huh? There is no.
Yeah, I don't really. You don't really see it, like, unless that's what I was saying. Unless it's like a mural, some shit.
Chinatown, right?
Yeah. That,
so let me tell you something about graffiti. Right. So from an outsider's perspective, right? So I remember when I first moved here, I got approached by officials in the government, and they told me not to do any graffiti out here. No, seriously, Fresno is that small; they can keep an eye on you.
I bet.
Oh yeah, they got cameras everywhere too, bro.
I didn't know that. In LA County, there's not that many cameras.
Yeah, they got these cameras. There's cameras that zoom in on you.
Well, Fresno's tiny. If you really want to know, 550,000 people, but it's tiny. It's like a one horse. Everyone knows everybody, bro.
For sure.
Like everyone fucking knows everyone. Like if you're in a game, if you're not in a game, but an industry, any kind of industry, like in your car industry. Classic cars, new cars, body work, paint, or whatever, bro. Fucking everybody knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, serious shit. Well, a lot of taggers I know are not painting cars. And actually, they lay down some clean. Shout out to my boy Chris. He does dope work and shit. Sylvester did all my cars. But a lot of clean work because they got the steady hand, bro. They,
like a tattoo artist.
They lay that shit down, like, so perfect. And shout out to them, but then they would never be here if it wasn't for what they went through back in those days. But going back to where we're talking about, Fresno is a tiny ass town, bro. Everybody knows everybody, and they know where you live. They know.
Oh yeah.
Live.
Like, oh yeah. It,
everybody knows. Yeah,
Fresno's crazy. When that happened, that made me not want to touch a spray can. And I could just imagine.
Well, fucking, we did this shit. I don't know if you remember when they first were doing protests.
Occupy
shit. Yes. We had did some shit on Blackstone and Shaw. Uh-huh. We busted right on the fucking street. And I swear to God, like, they did a march and everything. I swear to God, there were fucking vans and shit outside my apartment. When I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah. Like, what? This is crazy. I wasn't on no nothing. You know what I mean? Like, for to be paranoid and shit. I'm like, oh, hell no. These motherfucking white vans fucking just hanging out. Like, for sure, the motherfuckers watch you. Like, once they find out. Yeah, once you pop up on the radar, and it was like, you know, I don't know, it was like a fucking, I thought it was like a legit message or what, you know, what these guys were doing out there, but, you know, they want to fucking probably see if you're tied into anything else, I guess, maybe. Probably.
I was in the Occupy stuff in LA.
Shit was real wild.
That shit was wild. That shit was like third world country on the steps of City Hall.
Yeah.
We were literally sleeping outside on City Hall. Like fucking Mad Max and shit, trading shit for food, not trying to leave our encampment.
This,
I remember all that, bro.
These motherfuckers. So that was one over there on the I guess north end of town, Blackstone and Shaw. They did the march or whatever. Well, I went to another one maybe like a week, 2 weeks later over on the east side on Chestnut and Kings Canyon, and they did it down there, down Kings Canyon. Then these motherfuckers laid in the middle of the intersection. I said, I gotta go. Y'all are standing, laying down in the middle of a fucking busy ass intersection. Yeah, this is not. I'm believing my shit, but these fucking people are gonna run you over. And
did you see it today,
man?
At fucking our capital, Sacramento. All those motherfuckers at Capitol Hill.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, see that. there was like 200-300 fucking people.
Rallying up or what?
Yeah, just fucking the stay at home order just got extended.
I seen the Huntington Beach shit. I didn't really read about it, but there was like fucking 500 people. Yeah, 500 fucking
people chilling.
Just protesting or whatever the fuck. Just sick of the stay at home shit. And I mean, everyone's fucking sick of it. Everyone's sick of it, but what are you going to do?
People are still dying.
Man, yeah. Stay home.
Yeah. Or right? Fucking drug overdose.
Yeah, that's
government is hella confusing, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Kim Jong Newsom.
I'm just tripping out. Like, we're in a crazy time.
Definitely.
Bro, is this the end, bro?
Nah, fuck no.
I want to know, why is gas over $2, bro, when crude is minus 35?
I think we're in the revolution of the change is finally happening.
That whole 10-year thing? Order. Yeah. The whole 10-year thing?
The new world order is here.
I don't think it can be because there's no fucking flying cars.
Not yet.
Yeah, nah. Like,
soon, though. Like, soon. I think we're almost at that. You know, they're hydrogen cars now. Water cars. Mercedes-Benz is coming out with those shits.
Okay.
The 2020s. Moses probably took it.
Yeah. Man.
Nah, but... I'm glad that you came in today. You know,
for sure.
You're busy as fuck.
Man, yeah.
All that for sure. Making art and all that. I got one in my office now.
Well, yeah, I'm waiting for mine.
You know what? Yeah, no. So
tell him the story. I didn't really tell him where it's at or what.
Well, bro, I don't care what the fuck he gives me as long as he gives me something.
So tell him where it's at.
So the thing was, before the whole Corona shit hit, I did the Nipsey Hustle, like a stained glass style on a, what I want to say, about fucking 3x4 canvas and a Yosemite. And I'm like, man, they're going to pick the Yosemite. Well, they end up picking the fucking Nipsey Hustle at Art the Americas. It was like it was for Art Hop, but they chose that one to like, for pretty much like, you could submit two paintings. And then, so they chose that one, all the art. There was probably about 12 different artists. So that's where it is. It's been fucking at Art the Americas, is chilling. I got to get a hold of the our art director or whoever's down there, because I guess they're closed during this whole thing. They actually just emailed me. I guess they're doing a thing where they're having artists reaching out to artists.
Yeah, to do stuff.
You got that? Yeah, to fucking for a, I don't know what it was. It was like a library books or some shit, or we could put like a pantry or something, a book pantry. But yeah, no, I need to go down there and get that for George for sure.
I like the fact that this guy hit mine and he goes, "Where's mine at?"
You know what? Yeah, no, I'm like, fuck.
And the most gangsters one you have is that Nipsey. So I was like,
yeah,
for hood ass fool, that's a good one.
Fuck yeah, that one would go perfect wherever his office is gonna be at. That would be good. You know,
his office ain't gonna be here soon.
Man.
But yeah, I'm pretty happy that you came by. Thank you again for coming through to the Smoke
Break. Yeah, podcast. Man, I'm glad you guys have really fucking stepped it up in here, and it's good positive fucking vibe, good positive energy in here. Yeah. I appreciate you guys having me.
Can we definitely have you come back for a later updated podcast, maybe in a couple months?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. Most def, yeah. I'm sure we'll be working on some new shit by then. It kind of changes every month, so
right.
For sure, yeah. We'll have, hopefully we'll be out of quarantine and we'll have, you know, we'll be able to fucking go places.
Right.
yeah.
That'd be dope. Grab Filthy. Thank you, bro.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Smoke Break Podcast. This episode was brought to you by the CBD and Hemp Warehouse. For the premium selection of CBD flower and products, go to cbdandhempwarehouse.com.